BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it. Oh,
thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God.
We made it.
Friday.
Let's do that.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Been waiting for that guy all week.
Friday guy.
That guy.
I love that guy.
I love that guy.
Friday.
It is. Hey, before we get into all that, ask me why I had such a great day yesterday.
Why did you have such a great day yesterday?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay. So.
I don't know if I'm glad I asked.
No. How often does this happen in life where everything looks bleak, miserable, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn it around with the snap of your fingers. So yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Doing some stuff with Carolyn. She's doing Christmas lights. I'm the gopher, ladder, extension cords, all that. I'm in the garage. I notice there's a nail in her rear tire.
Oh.
It's a rim type.
Oh, that's no good.
I was like, I'm going to go take it down to the shop. These guys are pretty good.
I would have ignored it. That's the funniest thing.
No, I couldn't ignore
it. Yeah, and I'm like, let's see what happens.
Got in.
Go ahead.
Drive there. Guy comes out, looks at it, says, yeah. It's on the rim. You can't fix it. So, all right, well, that's going to be a few $100.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the bad news is, if it's all-wheel drive, you got to replace all four.
No.
If the wells aren't deep enough, the tire aren't deep enough, right? You got all four. I said, well, I don't have time for that now. All right. So I go home, and then there it is, that nail. And I say, what kind of nail is that? It's awful shiny, right? Take my thumb. Underneath it, you know what it was?
What?
A tack.
A thumb tack?
A thumb tack. That was just barely in the tread.
Really?
What the heck? What? That guy was...
And that guy was going to charge you for four new tires.
Yeah.
Fleeced.
Boy.
Yeah.
He thought you were a sucker.
Well, you're walking away. Yeah, you're walking away.
I'm all set.
Looking at that...
It was a tack.
...as a positive experience. But I would have been steaming that someone tried to, like, you know...
Four tires are very cheap for... I just did it for my car.
Yeah. No, I was happy.
Did you call him and be like, hey, ding dong?
No. No, I don't call him my ding dong.
Wow.
I was too busy. When I got home, I was... Because at that point, I already called two other shops for how much would these tires be.
Do you think that if he discovered it was a tack, he would have been like, oh, dude, it's a tack?
If I wasn't there? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But you
I
just
know.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Tacky story, but I love it.
Oh, God.
Love it. So
see, if I had ignored it, like something like that, it would have worked out for me.
Ignore the tack.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, whatever.
No. So, yeah, dancing on air. Nothing feels better
dancing
than that.
Dancing on
Nothing
air.
Nothing felt better than
Bob
that.
Bob did a little diddly dance in his garage.
Hey, Fred Astaire.
How are you diddly doing today? So, nothing's bothering me. Hey, by the way, showers at 9:48 tonight. We done?
Yeah, good.
Right? Good. You know, live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. More at WROR.com.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Elton. Rocket Man. It's 5:58. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good stuff. Pats won big last night. It's Friday. It's all good. What's happening, LBF?
All right, it's 43 degrees in Boston. The number of positive tests for coronavirus in Massachusetts has reached the highest level in 9 months. The state reported just under 3,200 positive tests for the virus yesterday. That's the largest single-day total since February 6th, when more than 3,300 infections were reported. State public health officials say the rising numbers are raising concerns with the Thanksgiving holiday coming next week. More COVID boosters are expected to get the green light this morning. The FDA was planning to sign off on Pfizer's vaccine for all adults and will now reportedly include Moderna as well. Two convictions in the 1965 assassination of Malcolm X are now thrown out. The judge exonerated two men yesterday after they spent decades in prison. Only one is still alive and returned to the court to hear an apology. He said he was glad everyone is finally seeing the truth. In sports, the Patriots won 5 straight games after last night's 25-0 victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. This was Bill Belichick's 16th shutout as head coach. The Celtics will look to beat L.A. when they welcome the Lakers to TD Garden tonight. And the Boston Bruins are back to take on the Flyers in Philly tomorrow. Weather today, showers this morning and then clearing with ample sunshine.
That's good.
High of 48.
Ample's good. Could be close to 50, right?
That's good. Yesterday was something else, huh?
It really was. Put all the Christmas decorations up. We didn't waste that day.
You didn't waste it.
We got some stuff done.
Yeah, I wasted it a little bit.
You did. That's okay.
I was like, oh,
Dave will do the
Vanderpump Rules is on.
That is a waste.
I know, right?
Okay, Brian's 5:59. How are the roads this Friday morning?
I already have some problems out there. This is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And don't forget, 8 o'clock this morning till 8 o'clock tonight. Be listening for Journey. Okay.
Yes.
Journey ends today, doesn't it?
Then we go our separate ways.
No, we're not going to do that. No, no. There'll be something even bigger and better.
Oh,
later.
I thought you were just you and me.
Oh, okay, fine. That's how you want it, then we can do that.
Any way I want it.
There'll be no hugging, touching, and squeezing. Not at all.
All right, so tap the brakes.
All right, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's Journey today. It's your last shot to win those tickets to the show.
More 80s, more variety. Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering this morning? Or are they skipping or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. Okay, LBF, what do you got? What is cool?
People are always talking about the Fountain of Youth. Whatever. I have a fountain of booze. Well, more like a stream, but it's okay. Very interesting.
All right. Well, Ponce de Leon over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad you are.
Good shoe.
Yeah, that's the Fountain of Youth. Okay. Yep. All right, Brian.
I've got some cool info about the eclipse last night and how it ties in to the Patriots game.
Oh.
It did it end? Is the eclipse
just ended like a half hour ago.
Too bad. You missed it. Okay, you've always wondered, haven't you? What if I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and they throw me out? Is it possible to eat too much? As it turns out, the answer is yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you where, why, and when it happened.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so yeah, move over, Fountain of Youth. How about a stream that's boozy? Yeah, in Oahu, Hawaii, there is... there's a stream nearby, and it has an alcohol level of 1.2%.
Really?
Which is like a light beer.
Like a
beer.
Half a beer.
Yeah. Still, you know, whatever. Mm. Authorities are investigating, but here's the deal. Mm. It's right next to a liquor distribution company, so they believe the spill came from a storm pipe next to the freeway, and the Paradise Beverages is leaking booze into this stream, which is bad.
Yeah.
But... you know, there's a bonus.
Could be worse.
Exactly. So anyway, they're going to try to clean it up, unfortunately. So if you get to Hawaii, you might want to check it out.
How about that lazy river?
Open bar.
Huh?
Yeah. Lazy river indeed.
Yes, indeed. You
know where Bob's to find got his
me.
Tube.
You know where
so
to
where's
find
the stream?
No, why so lazy?
Lazy river. That's funny. Okay, Brian Bell, what do you got?
All right, so last night... Patriots, Falcons, we had a nice 25-0 win.
Yes.
And the universe was involved.
Oh.
Because last night there was also a lunar eclipse. Now, according to NASA, it was the longest partial lunar eclipse of the millennium.
Oh. And we missed it?
Since 1440. Well, it happened, it started at like 1 in the morning and went till about 5:47 or so. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around
all
there.
Right.
Patriots playing the Falcons. You know what the actual length of the eclipse was last night?
No. 28.
3 hours.
Yeah.
And 28 minutes.
Look at that. I knew it.
3:28.
Oh.
3:28.
And
I
then
get that.
Super Bowl.
Yes,
right?
I know.
And
it.
Then the famed 3:28, what we came back from. And then were we down 25 points? What was the final score of that game? 25-0.
It, last that. Night. Oh, that's weird.
Universe, right?
That is weird. I like
it's
that.
Just kind of weird.
And here's another fun fact, Brian. I saw this on Twitter this morning. Since the Super Bowl, the Patriots, I think since last time they've played the Falcons, we've outscored them 76-3 or something. So
oh, wow.
We broke the Falcons.
We did.
We broke the Falcons. Okay, so you've been to a buffet, all-you-can-eat buffet, right, guys?
Come on,
right?
Have we met? Yes.
Okay, how do you do there? Pretty good, right?
I always feel like I don't get my money's worth, but Dave definitely does.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, there's a guy in China. We know him only as Mr. Kang.
Okay.
Mr. Kang told Hunan TV that he's been banned from the Han Daddy Seafood Barbecue Buffet in Changsha City after a series of binges. He ate 3.3 pounds of pork trotters during that visit.
Whoa.
Also, 7.7 pounds of prawns on another visit. And Mr. Kang said, the restaurant is discriminatory against people who can eat a lot.
Yeah.
I eat a lot. Is that a fault? He said. And then he didn't waste any of the food. But the restaurant owner told the reporter that Mr. Kang was putting him out of pocket. Every time he comes here, I lose a few hundred won. Even when he drinks soy milk, he drinks 20 to 30 bottles.
Wow. All you can drink?
Yeah, all you can eat. When he eats the pork trotters, he consumes the whole tray of them. He literally picks up the whole tray.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Remind you of anybody?
For the gentleman.
All you can eat. All you can eat.
All right. When you're ready, take this plate over.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
Tis no man. Tis a remorseless eating machine.
Yes.
But the sign said all you can eat.
So Mr. Kang is banned. Wow. He's going to have to find a new buffet.
Oh,
but he's famous in China now. He's like, they don't know. Again, is it weird or wonderful? Right?
The whole tray. That'd be so amazing. The whole tray.
There you go. So yes, you can be thrown down the gullet. 6:23. Here's Belinda. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's Belinda Carlisle. And heaven is a place on earth. Water, please. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Don't jump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Come on.
I should tell you a story someday about when my wife was having a little choking episode at the table. Remind me to tell you that story.
Oh,
it turns out it's funny.
Is it? As it turns out, huh?
Yeah, it turns out.
Okay.
Remind me to tell
All
you
right.
that
All
okay. Anyway, that's going to be. I'll tell you now.
Okay.
All right, so she had a little choking episode right at the table at her dining restaurant, and she needed some water. So she grabbed a glass of water and started drinking it, and I go, oh, wait a minute, that's mine.
No, yeah, sir.
So, I'm sorry, here's yours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was
great. An emergency.
She's never,
never forgotten.
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry. This is my life quote.
You're filled with those, Bob.
Oh, sorry. She never forgot that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I
no kidding.
Imagine
yeah,
not.
Why wouldn't you? Anyways, Jason's on the phone.
I wanted to just shout out the folks over at Immunovia. I had my cool grand opening in Marlboro yesterday. I thought of you, Bob, because I didn't realize it, but they had an amazing spread. There were lobster rolls and clam chowder.
Oh, nice.
And they had nice shrimp.
Yeah.
And I met the nice folks who work over there, Cindy, Carrie, Janet, who runs the lab.
Oh.
They're doing these, they've developed an early detection test for pancreatic cancer. It's amazing stuff that they're doing, and it was really cool to be there. They're nice folks. The World Series trophy was there, and
we had
a great time.
That's
awesome. Yeah. You know what's funny? Is this woman, Janet, who runs... I'm like, oh, have you been here long? She's like, oh, I developed this stuff. I'm like, wow, you developed a test for pre-screening? That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And she said how much she loves Morning Court and how she loves LBF and all the... She's like, does LBF come up with all that trivia for Super Smart? And I'm like, yeah. I said, you should try it. I mean, you're obvious. You're like a running a lab. You're super smart.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, no, I could never do that. I'm like... you kidding me? Come on.
Wow.
You're super smart.
So we can't even say the word Immunovia.
Yes.
Let alone.
Good. She spells it, that's says it, all the stuff.
Yeah. Super nice folks.
Why didn't I get a text, Brian?
I didn't realize it was going to be such a... There were past hors d'oeuvres.
Chowder.
Scallops and bacon. It was great. Really nice presentation over there.
Son, you should have text me.
Sorry,
doggy
guys.
Doggy bag?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Maybe they'd like to meet the whole show.
Maybe,
I know, really.
Next time we'll all be there. I told them, we got to lead with the lobster roll.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
No, they're so nice people. I'm glad it was a success. Coming up, Dirty Laundry LBF.
Okay. This story is so bananas because it involves $32 million worth of real estate Madonna, and a dog named Gunther.
I had to read it twice.
Yeah, me too.
When you told me about it.
It's crazy. You'll never be the same.
It's the richest dog in the world.
Why? Well, yes.
Isn't
Why?
It? Why? Okay, so that's coming up in 10. Brian, it's 6:29. How are the roads this morning?
Check your ride. Brought to you by Amtrak.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Welcome to your Friday, the 19th of November. Showers early today, clearing. Lots of sun today, about 48, maybe 50. Nice. Cold tonight, down to 30. And for your weekend, Saturday, we got 46, partly cloudy. Sunday, rain 48. So there you go. Right now, it is 42. Let's go to the laundry room. LBF's got the DL there.
All right. This is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Before I get to the crazy story about the world's richest dog selling Madonna's former mansion, yeah, unpack that for a minute.
Yeah.
I just want to say RIP to jazz musician Dave Frischberg. He died on Wednesday. He was 88. Who is he? He was the guy who wrote I'm Just a Bill for Schoolhouse Rock.
That's Aww. Right.
And
I remember.
I'm just a bill.
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing is, I watched that a lot as a child.
You need to get the OG, the original.
I got a little bit right here.
Yeah, that is so funny.
I mean, it's long journey to the capital city. Mm-hmm. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a loss someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Really good. You know
anyway,
what? That's how we learned. You know,
well, I was
how
about
a
to
bill
say,
was passed.
I watched that a lot as a kid,
yeah.
And I couldn't tell
no
you
retained,
how a bill
didn't retain.
Well, I couldn't like to break
how
it down.
How about conjunctions? You good on conjunctions?
Conjunction. That's my function.
Yeah.
But I gotta revisit this stuff because yeah.
It'd be great.
I could actually learn a little.
Lucy would like it. You could teach
She'd
a little.
She'd be like, what the heck is this?
Bill
you know any Judy Garland?
Okay, you created that. Let's
I did,
remember.
And I'm proud.
Let's remember.
All right.
All right.
Okay, the craziest story. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is, the world's richest dog is selling Madonna's former mansion. Huh?
You heard that right.
Yes.
Okay.
So Gunther the Sixth is a German Shepherd, except he's the richest dog in the world, and he lives in a Miami mansion once owned by Madonna. But he's like, you know what? I got to sell. It's a good market. Because sometimes that's what German Shepherds do.
Wow.
Gunther,
mm-hmm.
the dog, yeah. remind you, Gunther the dog, listed the mansion for about $32
million. Did he?
Wow.
It has 9 bedrooms, 8.5 baths, and waterfront views.
Oh, nice.
Gunther's grandfather... Mm-hmm. bought the house from Madonna 20 years ago.
Okay. That was Gunther the Fourth?
Fourth. Okay. Gunther spends most of his time in her old bedroom.
Who's?
Madonna's
bedroom? Wow.
Anyway, no Madonna's
comment.
A little salty.
Comment?
That he's selling it for 3 times what she sold it for. The real estate agent said, quote,
yeah.
During our first meeting with Gunther, he ran up to me and gave me a huge slobbery kiss and licked off my lipstick. I think that is what really sealed the deal.
Oh, for God. Okay.
You are probably wondering what the blank I'm talking about.
Yes. Why is Gunther the Sixth selling
so
house,
rich.
Flipping houses?
Well, Gunther got his fortune through his grandfather, Gunther the Third, actually. Sorry, something happened to the Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther the Third inherited $80 million when his human, a German countess, passed away in 1992. But the fortune has since increased to $500 million. And Gunther's wealth is handled by the Gunther Corporation, which was created and designed to ensure he's well cared for. His money is also invested in properties around the world, scientific research,
crazy.
And a foundation to help animals in need.
Wow.
We're in the worst housing crisis in 40 years, and a dog owns property.
Yeah, he's flipping houses.
I love it with this world.
Right? So I guess we need to know, is there going to be another Gunther?
I would imagine the Gunther Foundation or Corporation, I'm sorry.
Well, he's in the bedroom
is making sure that happens.
Yeah.
Yes. Long live the Gunther.
Yes, Gunther.
Scooby-Doo even make that list?
Nope, not at all.
Dogs?
I mean.
What do you think of that, Scoob?
Zoink Scoob. That dog's got a lot of money.
That's right.
I bet that dog gets a lot of tail, though.
Okay. Again, I'm with you. Presented without comment was the idea. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Joe Perry. No relation. On the guitar.
Yeah, just right.
Amazing. Hey, it's 6:50. We got time for a call? One of our friends of the show, Jason, wants to say good morning to us. Why not? It's Friday.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
All right, Jason, good morning. What's going on?
Happy Friday, guys.
It's Friday, hey. Friday, Friday.
A couple more days till we chow on turkey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So who's slaughtering their own bird Sunday? Raise your hand.
Who's going to slaughter the bird?
I'm going to. You know what? I haven't used my shotgun in a while.
Where are you going with that axe, LBF? Yeah.
Hey, man.
Best opening line to a book ever.
I'm confused. Dave hasn't given you the bird.
No, he hasn't given me the bird.
Really?
But he has given... No.
No.
Sorry, I was trouble.
Because I know he likes going to the food store.
Yeah, I know. I told him, I actually said to him yesterday, I'm like, Dave, you need to go to the food store for me this weekend. Right. He was like, okay. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, weekend before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Perfect.
Hey, Jason, enough about us.
How are you?
What are you going to do?
We slaughter our own bird. We raise our own turkeys.
You really?
What? Yeah, I have five of them going right now. So the biggest one's probably about 38 pounds right now. He's a big one. So Sunday he'll get the axe.
Oh, no, never name your turkeys. Don't give them names.
I don't.
See?
Don't.
Never name your turkeys.
I name my chickens.
Oh, because they're keepers. Turkeys.
Yes, and my geese. Yeah. My alarm clock.
Chicks and ducks and geese pescari when I take
you. All right, Jason.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm Brian, Bob, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry that mm-hmm. struck a...
with her. Yeah.
A chorus line with...
Would you like to give her the bird
there?
At this point?
Listen, you and your bird.
Here's the bird.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Happy plucking.
Thanks, guys.
Go pluck yourself.
See you guys.
Bye.
So glad you called, Jason. Go pluck yourself.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. 6:52. Here's you two. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's you two. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And don't forget, Journey still plays today. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. when you hear Journey. All you got to do is be calling number 10, and you will be at the show with Billy Idol in February, okay? So starting at 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but right now let's see what's going on. 6:56 LBF.
Okay, it's 43 degrees in Boston, and this is brought to you by Dover Rug. Governor Charlie Baker is not happy with that lawmakers failed to pass a bill to spend $5 billion in federal COVID stimulus money. Baker says he's beyond frustrated that lawmakers went on recess Wednesday without finishing the bill. The governor says the failure to act leaves Massachusetts stuck in neutral as it seeks to bounce back from the pandemic. The number of positive tests for coronavirus in Massachusetts has reached the highest level in 9 months. The state reported just under 3,200 positive tests for the virus yesterday. That's the largest single-day total since February 6th, when more than 3,300 infections were reported. State public health officials say the rising numbers are raising concerns with the Thanksgiving holiday coming next week. And Starbucks and Amazon are launching their first grab-and-go stores in New York City. The giant Seattle companies will open one Big Apple store Thursday and two others next year. The stores known as Starbucks Pickup with Amazon Go will offer a Starbucks menu plus salad, sandwiches, and snacks from Amazon go. There's no waiting in line if you use company apps. And if you want to hang out, these grab-and-go stores will offer a lounge area. In sports, the Patriots have won five straight games after last night's 25-0 victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. This was Bill Belichick's 16th shout-out as head coach. The Celtics will look to beat L.A. when they welcome the Lakers to TD Garden tonight. And Boston is back to take on the Flyers in Philadelphia tomorrow. Weather today, showers early, then clearing with ample sunshine by the afternoon. And coming up at 8:35's Dirty Laundry, the Millionaire Mutt and Madonna and the Mansion. The strangest story of the week.
Well, hey, our guest is drinking some ice-cold Starbucks cold brew over there. Chris DiStefano.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm here. I'm ready to peep some leaves.
You're going to be at the Wilbur tonight. Oh, no, Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday, oh, Sunday, 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 Sunday.
I'm doing a Sunday show.
What are you doing the next 2 days?
Well, I've been peeping at Laugh Boston, but all those shows are sold out.
Okay.
So now we're about the Wilbur on Sunday. Two shows. Patriots aren't playing, so let's do come, you know, have a mimosa, get drunk, come to the Wilbur.
Okay, I like
5 o'clock show. I'm doing a 5 o'clock show for I'm a senior citizen now.
Yeah,
I'm drinking
puppies.
A black iced coffee. That's, I'm ready to go.
All right, we're going to talk to Chris coming up. He's also nice enough to bring some tickets to the show.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
All right, that's coming up. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Jackie Ride brought to you by Mattress.
Hey, we got a minute, Chris. So where are you from originally?
Brooklyn, New York.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah, I'm from...
it's hard to disguise.
I'm from a neighborhood called Bay Ridge, which is like, it's like Southie. That's how I would describe it.
Is it?
Yeah, just a bunch of criminals. just me and my criminal gang running around.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're not supposed to like you, but we do. So how do you like Boston?
Honestly, I was saying before, I love Boston, especially now in November.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. You know, we got the leaves. We got the beautiful weather. I want to actually, I would love to just, I mean, today, just fall asleep in my face down in a bowl of clam chowder. That's what I want.
Nice,
literally,
nice.
I want, I'm bread bowls all day. I'm not counting carbs this weekend. I'm ready to eat bread bowls of clam chowder. And ride horses. I'm Chrissy Revere.
All right, Chris, stick around. We want to talk about your show coming up Sunday at the Wilbur. Like I said, tickets too, so stick around.
More 80s, more variety.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13, and it's Friday. Friday, we'll have some fun today. And what better way to do that than to bring in a professional?
Thank goodness.
And having fun.
Finally.
A professional comedian. Hey, Chris DiStefano. Is it DiStefano?
It's DiStefano, but you can call me Chrissy Boston Creams.
I like that better.
Just call me Chrissy Creams.
Chrissy Creams. All right.
Why would we call you that?
Why not?
Boston cream, baby. I'm up in Boston. Or Chrissy Clam Chowders, whatever you want.
Chrissy Clam Chowders.
Yeah. The biggest save right out of the gate, Chris. You're going to be at the Wilbur Sunday night, 5 and 8, two shows. Tickets still available for that, right?
Yes. Oh, the 5 o'clock show has got some decent seats available. The 8 o'clock show, I mean, you're going to just be sitting in the nosebleed. So just come to the 5 o'clock show.
Okay.
Get some brunch and come to the show. The Patriots aren't even playing.
That's
they
right.
They won already. They won 1,000-0.
Don't you love that, man? We're back, baby.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be back on the road after? Because with COVID, you were probably not doing much, right?
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing much. It actually, for me, feels good. I mean, I was living for most of quarantine with 3 children and 2 adults in a 600-square-foot apartment in Brooklyn. So I was living in hell. So I was legitimately in hell. So I was like, yeah, I'll get out there. I'll get back out there immediately, wherever you want me to go. I was like, I'll go do a show in Afghanistan. I don't care. Let's just go. I'll be Chrissy Kabul. You want to do it?
That's funny. Chris, we were talking before about how you got into comedy. What I asked you, what'd you do before? And you're a licensed physical therapist.
Physical therapist. I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy, which is wild. I mean, because the family that I come from is, you don't understand, like, you know, my dad, where I'm telling you, where I grew up is like the Southie, or from what I've seen in the movies, version of, you know, New York. And my dad was like on and off again, you know, like criminal. And when we were sitting at like this doctorate degree ceremony, like prestigious, all these, you know, elite kids and me, and then like everyone's so professional getting their doctorate degree diploma, and then I'm walking across the stage and my dad from the back row is like, that's my kid. And I was just, he was like, he's a doctor. And I was like, I'm not, I'm a physical therapist. It's not what you think. I can massage your elbow.
And, but, so funny.
But now I haven't practiced physical therapy since 2013, but then with the pandemic, the governor of New York reinstated everybody's healthcare license. Mm-hmm. And I was a pediatric physical therapist the last time I practiced, but I got a letter in the mail being like, hey, you're a licensed health practitioner. I was like, I haven't treated anybody in like 8 years, and I only used to work with kids. So if you want me to go out there, I will, but I will kill somebody. That's the old thing. There's like another spike in New York. It's like, yeah, well, I started practicing healthcare again.
Well, babies are more, they're pliable.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, kids, you throw them against the wall.
I'm sure you guys have questions, but my first one here, or my next one is, how do you transition from a PhD, my son the doctor, to now my son the comedian?
It wasn't easy on my mother, right, in the beginning. She was like, I am just so disappointed. You were a doctor, now you're telling jokes about your butt crack. That's what she said once. I remember, I was like, I had 20 minutes on that. What can you do? Chrissy crack. But now it's all changed. Now my whole family is good. They're behind me, and everything is all good now. But in the beginning, my family, besides my dad, dad was like, go do it. Because my dad always wanted to play for the Yankees. So he was like, and I never lived out my dream. He goes, unfortunately, I was in prison in my youth. I was like, yeah, well, it happens, Dad. That's what happens when you're a legitimate criminal running numbers and money for the mob.
That's
but
funny.
I'm not. So he was very supportive of me in the beginning. He was like, you can live in my basement. Just live your dream. You're only going to live once. And I'm actually happy I did it, because now I'm at the point in my career where I am starting to live my dreams that I envision, like going, doing theaters, doing venues. Like I used to walk past the Wilbur. I would come to Boston. I've been coming to Boston to do shows since 2015 when I started to headline, and I would always do Laugh Boston, which is a great club, but I would always walk past the Wilbur and be like, one day. And now that day is Sunday. So,
awesome.
but you're a dad now, too.
I am a dad. I got two little kids. Yeah, two girls. I have a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-month-old daughter. So it's been pretty been pretty wild, man. Yeah, it's been nice.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I've been prescribed cocaine by my doctor. I'm going to do it off the Freedom Trail. I don't know if you can say that. I'm kidding. I was just kidding. Just kidding.
You're a big history buff too. I mean,
oh my
crazy.
God, I love. I mean, history. Especially colonial America.
Yeah, you came
that's,
to the right place.
Absolutely. That's what I love. I mean, I love to, I'm going to put on a corset after this just because I just want to go old school, put on a powdered wig. I'm going on a history tour tomorrow. We're going to do, there's like a Boston Tea Party reenactment.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. You go to the Tea Party show, the best.
I want them to throw me into the river. That's what I want. I want to be a tea bucket.
You are going to just tweak. You're going to be so excited. It's the best one in the city.
Yes, I'm excited.
Can you stick around for another minute or two?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, all right. You're pumped up on coffee. You got your whatever that is over there, cold brew black.
Yeah.
You know what they say about
like a psycho.
They say if you drink iced coffee black, they say there's
some
potential psychotic.
Oh, 100%.
Potential.
I'm a schizophrenic.
All right, Chris DiStefano is with us, and he's got some tickets to give away at the 5 o'clock show, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll do that coming up. Don't go anywhere. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. Having fun this morning with Chris DiStefano, comedian extraordinaire. Nice enough to stick around for another break with us here to talk a little bit more. Chris is going to be at the Wilbur, and that's Sunday night, 5 and 8, 5 o'clock show, the dinner show.
Yes.
More tickets available for that.
That's what it is. Well, good seats. We got the good seats. There's a little bit of tickets left today, but if you want the good ones, 5 o'clock, baby.
So for folks who maybe are unfamiliar with you, Chris, what can we expect at the show? What is your, stock and trade?
Stock and trade?
Like the old history of the buff that you are.
I talk a lot about my family. I talk a lot about my life, my ailments. If you're in the front row, you may be spoken to, but in a fun way.
Okay.
In a fun way, nobody's going to get made fun of. Nobody's going to get harassed. I literally, here's what happens, is I get on stage for an hour, and I pretty much black out. People are always like, oh, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, I have no idea what I just said. I walked on. I had fun. You know what people tell me a lot? They're like, oh, your comedy is like, they were like, it's like just, you're like just a guy at the end of the bar just talking. Like one time somebody said to me, they were like, you know, I kind of feel like your show before it even began, it was over because I was just like laughing. I thought, well, I was like, when is he going to start like stop and telling like set up punchlines? Yeah. But you were just being funny for an hour, and they were like, we love that. And I was like, oh, well, good. Because at first I thought, I was like, is this guy like hating on my comedy? But he was like, no, I actually enjoyed that. I was like, all right, well, that's good.
Yeah, come on, tell a joke, funny boy.
Yeah.
You're the same guy off air as you are on. I mean, it's just talking to you.
I think you'll have a good time. It's not heavy into politics. Why I want my experience for people that come to the show is just forget about your life for an hour and just laugh with me, along with me. And no, I'm not going to make you feel bad about any decision you've made or didn't make. We're literally just going to have fun, and I'm just going to come out dressed like George Washington. I'm coming out. I'm Colonial Chrissy D, and that's just what it is. I'm coming out like a Continental Soldier. So
I love it.
Yeah, I got Sam Adams.
Yes, Sam Adams.
A good one. LBF, aren't you going to invite him to Canton, the home of Paul Revere?
You have to come to Canton.
Now,
your two favorite people.
Yeah.
Bill Burr and Paul Revere.
So I'm going. That's where I'm going.
And Bill Burr's your guy, your favorite, right?
Oh, my God. Bill Burr's I wanted to dye my hair red just for the show. I was going to just dye my hair red just so I could be like Billy Burr. No, I love Bill Burr. And I actually saw Bill Burr at the Wilbur Theater in like 2015. And I mean, just rocked. Amazing. So now, yeah, I'm happy to be doing it on a Sunday. I just doing comedy shows on a Sunday is wild because it's the Lord's Day. It is the Lord's Day. So I'm Chrissy Christ, and I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to try to just give you my sermon with butt crack jokes. I'm bringing them back, Mom. So if you want to come.
So, Chris, you do have podcasts, too. I want to give you a chance to let people know, because if you're loving this, you're going to love the podcast.
I have one duo podcast I do with Sal Volcano from the Practical Jokers called Hey Babe.
So funny.
And then I have another podcast I do called Chrissy Chaos that is from the middle of my living room with the cast. And we've had a guest on Chrissy Chaos kind of a lot. His, her, they's name is T.T. Jerry. If you've listened to the podcast, you know T.T. Jerry may be coming on Sunday. I'm not sure now. Okay. T.T. Jerry, if you guys don't know, T.T. Jerry is my girlfriend's uncle who's transgender, has become a woman now, 25 years in prison. She did. And she just got out about a year and a half ago. And it was funny because when she came to the house for the first day, she came wearing my clothes. They brought her my clothes. She's wearing a sweatshirt from the Denver Comedy Works. And then when she left, she was wearing my girlfriend's clothes. And it was just one of those things. And she is amazing. If you don't know, listen to the podcast. She had an ongoing relationship, you know, friends, quotes, relationship in prison with the son of Sam that she's talked at length about. That is wild. Ronald DeFeo, the Amityville Horror House murderer guy.
Get out of here.
T.T. Jerry is, yes, T.T. Jerry is, she is, she's wild. And she's kind of becoming my, in a way, she is there all the time at my house to help take care of my little daughter. So I bring her on the podcast now once in a while. And people actually last night at Laugh Boston were angry that T.T. Jerry wasn't there. So we're going to try to get her up on Amtrak for the Wilbur show on Sunday if the Wilbur lets her in.
T.T. Jerry,
yeah, and I want to take T.T. Jerry on a history tour.
Okay, so
I love it. That's awesome.
Right, let's do it. Chris, you got a couple of tickets to give away. A couple pairs, right?
A couple pairs,
Pairs. 5 o'clock show.
5 o'clock show. Come to the 5.
All right, quick pick, LBF. Give us two phone. Go ahead.
10 and 11.
10 and 11.
Whoa.
Well, I was going to go for 253, but they get mad at me.
253. That's my cholesterol.
You are Italian.
That's what
it
is.
All right, we're going to take, you heard LBF, 10 and 11 callers are going to win some tickets to the show. But make sure you can definitely go Sunday night. It's this Sunday at the Wilbur. Okay, 888-410-1057 to see Chris DiStefano. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're a riot.
Oh,
thanks for having me.
We love having you. Love
thanks.
Come back again.
A doctor. All right, let's do it. 628 phones. Give us a call. You want those tickets to see Chris. Hey, Morning Court coming up. We have Mark stopping by. Mark has had a big secret he's been hiding for a few years. And the secret is...
His bank account is huge, and nobody knows until now. All right, so we're going to talk to Mark. That's coming up next with Court. Morning Court, Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Check your ride, brought to you by Allstate.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, just got your email the other day, and we're delighted to take your case. It's a problem a lot of people wouldn't mind having. Let's just start with that. So let's hear about it, Mark.
Okay, so I sold my company, and when in doing so, I made like some life-changing money, like some buku money, like. Okay. F you to all my bosses type money.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Wow.
Congrats.
Okay, good.
So this happened when?
It happened a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I got involved in the tech world, and I sold my company at a good time.
At a peak. Okay, pre-COVID. Right, okay, so what's the problem?
It's more money than I don't know what to do with, honestly.
Okay.
No one knows. My parents do, and that's it. And I kind of want it that way.
Okay.
But the problem is, I have a cousin who's a blabbermouth, man. Just talk. This gossip person.
Okay.
And when they found out somehow, they let everyone in my family know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like all my family. Yeah.
So you've been trying to hide this fact, right? Because you don't want the whole family to know that you've come into a lot of money.
Yeah. I wanted to keep it from them. I didn't want jealousy or whatever to like divide the family, but mom, I'm talking my aunt, cousins, uncles are angry.
Right.
They're ticked off of me right now.
Okay. Because you didn't tell them, they're jealous.
Yeah, because I didn't tell them and I kept it from them.
Okay.
Like doing what was best for me and my family. I didn't want jealousy or open hands, and that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. And you haven't shared the money either, I'm assuming, because that would be the giveaway.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're more mad that I hid it from them or they're mad that I didn't share anything with them.
Okay.
You know, I haven't taken anybody on vacation. I haven't bought anybody's dinners, fronted money for whatever. Like, I worked hard for this. And I want to spend it the way I want to. I only want to share it with my parents because they were there for me for thick and thin and everything.
So, Mark, I guess I got to ask you, what have you been doing with the money, if anything?
Honestly, nothing extravagant. Like, I paid off my debt. I paid off my parents' debt. I paid off their house.
I mean, why not?
I'm doing charity stuff with it. And, I'm taking myself on vacation. Really nothing too big. Just take care of stuff.
Nothing lavish. Just that was very, very giving. So he's not a cheapskate. Took care of his parents. Okay. So Mark, you say it's just you and your parents. So are you married at all?
No,
family?
I'm not married.
Oh, okay. It's all you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you did work hard for it and you've cashed in. And at this point, you feel it's your money to do whatever you want with. It's anybody's business, right?
No, yeah, it should be anybody's business. My thing is, though, I still have a weird moral dilemma. Mm-hmm. Like, am I being like a Scrooge McDuck swimming in this boat?
Well, where do you hide the gold?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question, because your family is expecting a little windfall from your big sale here.
Exactly.
You know, but just a little something, maybe. You know, Mark can take us on a vacation, and then that adds up, and Mark doesn't have the money anymore.
Is he being a little bit tight with it? Maybe you could just throw a little bit.
Yeah.
Share. And
LBF, I'd be interested in Mark, I'm not sure if you know, but LBF's husband works for the lottery, so there's got to be a lot of cases where people fall into the money, and, you know, maybe some try to keep it a secret or, you know.
Yeah, I think people do.
Yeah.
Especially from me.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, for good reasons. So,
yeah. So
it's going to be interesting to see what people think. He is undercover. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we'll keep your identity protected. Mark, congrats on your success. So once you listen the next 45 minutes, and we'll see what our listeners think. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 888-410-1057. Is Mark a McScrooge or is it Nanya?
Nanya.
Business.
Nanya business.
Okay.
Okay.
Stay tuned, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow. I think it's pretty brave of him to call. He's got money problems, but the kind
more
of most,
money, more problems,
yeah,
Bob.
Right? He said that's what he's got. More money, more problems. But he's also, think about this, one of Boston's most eligible bachelors now, if you can.
This is true.
If you can find him.
As Matt said, you can marry in a minute what you're making a lifetime.
That's it. So, but he's not here for that. He's here to say, look, does he owe anybody an explanation for why he has been very secretive about his cash windfall from selling his company?
Yeah.
Is anybody's business? And if so, what should he do about it? What do you think? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 751. We couldn't have handpicked a better song for Mark's Morningcore.
Right.
It's his life. And it's a good one.
Keep it to yourself.
Worked hard. Mm-hmm. Sold his tech company for, he didn't tell us, but you can tell it's
Boku bucks.
Yeah. Big money. And, he's kept it a secret. He's just, he didn't want the word to get out. He's old-fashioned that way. He's still single, by the way. And he did take care of his parents.
Well, that's, you know.
Finished off their mortgage. That's nice, right? So now the family is saying, well, how come you didn't tell us? And, well, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
What if anything, should he do about it? Let's say hi to Matt. Matt, you've got a great story to share with us. Let's hear it.
Yeah, thanks to Ms. Falzone's lottery, I won a big chunk of money and felt that it was free money and gave it away pretty much.
Wait a minute. So when you say a big chunk of money, like how many digits? A million.
A million?
Matt, you won a million.
A million?
Okay.
And you gave it away?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Well, I guess I was off that list. Yeah,
so you just...
I bought a condo, mm-hmm. made sure that was paid for.
Did you go on My Lottery Dream Home? That's all I want to do.
No.
Oh, okay.
I paid off my wife's school stuff, debt, all that stuff.
Took nice.
A couple hundred vacations, but gave friends some cash, family some cash.
And now you say it's all gone, right? It's all gone.
It's gone, yeah. I kind of, my wife wishes I did it a different way, but I'm satisfied with how I did it. However, Mark earned his money. Mm. It wasn't free money, so I feel that he should invest a lot of it and tell people, hey, it's invested. I can't touch it.
Yeah.
Actually, can't touch it.
Can't touch it. You can't touch this.
Right.
You can't touch this.
That. My that's motto it. A lot of the time.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Matt, you know what? You did what you wanted to do with it, and you sound like you feel great about it. So no complaints, right?
Right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good. Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We like having wealthy listeners. It's awesome.
or formerly wealthy.
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sure, whatever you say. Wink, wink, Matt.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Terry, what advice do you have for Mark? I think it's safe to say the millionaire, right?
Well, let's say, yeah, for okay. sure.
Millionaire Mark, what advice do you have, Terry?
It's his money. He earned it. It's nobody's business what much money he made. Okay. It's his. Mm-hmm. They're just blood suckers.
Blood. Ooh. You know, say it like it is.
But that's good, though. You know what, Terry? Because that's, I think he's calling for confirmation of he's done the right thing. He's not.
Like, am I wrong? Am I being tight?
So far, people are saying, you know.
Okay.
Blood suckers.
Every last one of them.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. All right, Phil, what's your advice for Mark, the new millionaire?
Well, I don't think he actually owes anybody anything. He did take care of his parents. You know, who were there when they needed, you know, when he needed them.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, he earned it. And the question would be, you know, if he invested in this company and the company went belly up, would everybody pitch in to cover his losses?
I love that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Probably not. Right?
No, of course not. Absolutely right.
And then it always reminds me of a quote. I don't know if I could paraphrase here, is that mm-hmm. success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
That was John Kennedy. Yeah, JFK said that, and he was right. Yeah.
So,
talking about
the
Bay of Pigs.
He's successful, everybody's on his side, but mm-hmm. I just wonder on the flip side, if he wasn't so successful, how many people...
Well, that's a good point. You're a smart man, Phil. You've lived...
You fall asleep to the History Channel Bob Bronson?
That was interesting.
It is interesting.
Yes.
I love a man. I love people who can quote things, and I love the fact that you knew it.
Yeah, it was JFK.
But I reserve the right to make fun of you.
Okay, fine. The old Bay of Pigs. Okay.
The old Bay of Pigs.
Thanks, Phil. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Right. I just... trying to help Mark here. Millionaire Mark. All right, we'll take another one. But, hey, if you're on hold, stay there because we want to get as many calls as we can today for our guy. It's a unique problem. So, Rick, what do you say?
Well, I'm just trying to find out if I can get the guy's last name so I can check my family tree.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly why he was hesitant to call us. But you know what? Thanks, Rick. But, hey, side note.
You're welcome.
He's Boston's most eligible bachelor, too, because he's single. He didn't say whether he's ready to, you know.
Mingle?
Right, but if he is.
Make it rain, Mark.
He can make it rain.
Make it rain.
All right, 888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player, Jackie from Charlestown. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Brian, she says
say
hi
to Bob here, yep.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. We want to hear Brian. Here, you go ahead and host the show.
See what you did now, Jackie?
Bob is.
All right, here we go.
It's all right, Bob. Bye, we all love you. Let's say it all at once. No. We love you, Bob.
Okay. Jackie, what are you going to do with your $1,000? You going to share it with friends and family if you win?
Yeah, sure.
Easy to say. It's easy to say. Next thing you know, you're like poor Mark. Everyone's looking for handouts,
sniffing around.
But anyway. Hey, let's see if we can get you $1,000, okay?
Yeah.
You get all these correct, that's what you're going to get. Remember, save pass if you're not sure about it, and we will get back to it if there's time on the clock. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
What is 22 plus 5?
27.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Oh, my God. I know. Baker.
Which river helped create the Grand Canyon?
Pass.
What does the abbreviation IQ stand for?
Intelligent quota.
What is the capital of California?
Pass.
What body organ produces insulin?
This is good. Pass.
What popular spirit can be made from potatoes?
What popular spirit?
Yes, like alcohol.
Pass.
Julia Child, known as the French chef, was born in what country? Oh, we ran out of time.
Oh, God. That was terrible.
It's fast 60 seconds.
Oh, you said it.
Isn't it?
Well, it's okay. No. It's all right.
I counted two, maybe three. Yeah. You said close on the IQ.
Quota.
Oh, you said quota. Okay.
Well, let's get to it.
All right.
The river that helped create the Grand Canyon was the Colorado River. The abbreviation IQ stands for intelligent quotient. The capital of California is Sacramento. The body organ that produces insulin is the pancreas. And the popular spirit that can be made from potatoes, vodka.
Vodka.
Oh, and then Julia Child, known as the French chef, was born in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? It's Friday. What were you doing last night?
Listen to everybody else, you get them right.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the trick.
It's always harder when it's you on the other end of that phone, right?
That's true.
Okay. Hey, look, Jack, you didn't get $1,000, but don't fret. You got yourself, a pair of tickets to see Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire on the Miraculous Supernatural Tour at Xfinity Center. That's next August, August 10th.
August 10th.
It's one of my daughter's birthday.
It is?
It is, yeah, Taylor's birthday.
Oh, a Leo.
Oh, well, there you go. Happy birthday, Taylor, next August.
Well, thank you. Okay. Okay. Jackie, thanks for playing. Okay, enjoy the concert. Everybody else, Tickets now on sale at livenation.com. Okay, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Okay. Take care.
All right. So that's how it is. You know, you sign up, you give it a shot, and you don't know until you're on the other end of the phone.
I know.
Talking to Brian. You never know.
Yeah.
You know?
Or Bob.
Well, it could be.
It could be. That's the fun guess.
Isn't it fun?
Who dis?
Who dis? New number.
New phone, who dis?
I love that. All right. Play the home version of the game at WROR.com. Sign up to play there.
Yeah.
You'll have it up shortly.
I will. And you know what? We didn't get to two questions, so that'll be fun. It's a surprise, and then you play
it. That's too bad. She might have gotten them.
I know. And then you sign up.
She ran out of time.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. It's fun. All right. It is 8:08. Brian, let's check the roads.
All right. We got some problems out there. This is brought to you by All
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. Morning court today. It's one-sided, very much so for the newly minted millionaire Mark, who the cat's out of the bag now. He hasn't told his family. It's been a couple of years. He sold his company that he built from scratch.
Yep.
And he made a lot of money, buku bucks. He won't tell us what, but let's just say he doesn't look at price tags if he doesn't want to.
Oh God, is that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. He helped his parents out, finish their mortgage. They're good to go. But his family now wants to know why didn't they know of his wealth. Does he owe him anything? Because he hasn't told them. It's just been his secret. He's not married. He's single. Now Boston's most eligible bachelor. Okay. Could be. So what should he do? Should he do anything to rectify it? Should he just continue on? Let's see. Our first call, you have a similar situation, right?
Yes. Good morning. I was calling in to give Mark some advice.
What advice do you... Now, I hope you don't hear from a lot of accountants, but you know.
Oh, no, I'm not an accountant.
Okay.
I'm in the same shoes as he is.
You were?
I am.
Let's hear it.
So, I sold my company several years ago. Same thing. I also work full-time for another company now, and all they want me to be is their boss. And spend my money on their stuff.
Has it damaged your relationships?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm ready to leave.
It sounds.
But
what advice do you have for him?
None of my family knows.
Okay. Wow.
So he doesn't owe anybody an explanation. He doesn't have to.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, it's your money.
It's his money. He made it. It's just like anybody who makes their money. It's not up to them to know your business.
Okay. Right. And they're mad that he never told them either. But I'm not sure they have any reason to be
mad. Well, when you tell them, then people expect stuff.
That's
like, why is this Christmas present so cheap?
And Steve's here to tell you that.
If you won $1,000 on a scratch ticket, are you going to tell your family?
No.
Not my family.
No. No. Hey, Steve, we're going to run. But,
Thanks, Steve.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Hey, Rob, what's your take on the morning court today for Mark? What advice do you have?
He did exactly what he should have did with the money and helped his parents out.
Right.
Anything else above and beyond that? Nah.
It's all right,
he did the work. He put the labor into it. It's all his.
Yeah.
You know, he's not obligated to pay for his family's bills and cars and, you know, no, that's not cool.
Yeah,
he did his mom and dad. He's done.
Yeah, and then be damned. If you're not going to be friends or family anymore, then that's so be it, right? Okay.
Money, you know what? I'm going through the same thing right now with my wife and her family. Her father passed away and left some money, left a business, and she got cut out of everything, and her brother got everything. So,
oh,
man.
Yeah, it's,
oh, boy.
Because her father helped her when he was alive.
Okay.
Oh, I see. So it's like, all right.
Oh, we actually have morning court about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Huh.
All right. Well, thanks, Rob. He'll be glad to hear that advice.
Good for you, Mark. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. Bye. Sarah, what advice do you have for Mark, the newly minted millionaire?
Well, my brother sold his first business before he was the age of 30 for over $1 million. Ooh. And he sold his second business about 5 years ago for over $10 million.
Okay.
And he had a 3,000 square foot house, and now he has a 6,600 square foot house, and he has a beach house, and I'm happy for him.
Nice.
Nobody expects him to give us money.
You get to go to the beach house?
He has a beach house, and it's really big, right on the water in Connecticut.
But does he let you go to it, is my question.
No, we don't really go. He doesn't really invite us. He also has a pool in his regular house, so You never know when he's going to be at the beach house because he can be either place.
He's done.
Wow. Nice.
Well, well.
He has.
All right. And you're the sister.
And you're happy for him?
You're happy for him. LBF.
I'm happy for him.
She's very happy.
No, I meant to say, and you're happy for him.
I love it when her inner voice meets the outer voice. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Great call. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.
Hello,
who's in the background?
Wow.
You're bad.
Oops.
Oh.
And you're happy for him?
I just, I meant to say it differently.
Yeah,
but
sure
just,
did.
He said she was happy for him, but she really knew the square footage of the house.
I know.
No, no,
she doesn't get to go to the beach house. I want to rethink that.
Yeah. Two people have called, and we had so many calls today, it was hard to get them all on, but off-air Lisa said that why doesn't he just have a big shebang, either Christmas or next spring, clam bake, and just all the fixings, play Oprah, you get a gift, and then, folks, have a nice life.
I like that idea to an extent, but you know what's going to happen.
What?
At that shindig clam bake.
Yeah.
You got about five cousins putting them in the corner and saying, so, you know, I have this great business and it would be great if you could, like, invest in it. And then, I don't know. And that's, like, happens 10 times. And then he's just like,
yeah, but you
it.
Have come up with the perfect answer to that. I can't believe you didn't think about it, LBF. What happens when they call, you know, to confirm the appointment? Yeah, the invite.
New phone, who dis?
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Oh, good. New phone, who dis? So we had a nice clam bake, remember? Yeah. All right, what do you got coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Oh, I have the craziest story in all of the land. It involves a millionaire mutt, a Madonna, and a mansion.
It's kooky. You don't want to go anywhere. The richest dog in the world next. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. The police, every breath you take. Well, LBF's got Dirty Laundry. And usually this time we talk to Zoe, Scott Zolak, of course. Football Friday, but we did that yesterday, and it was a great call with Zoe. He was in Atlanta last night. You can still check out the podcast. And what I really liked about it was, besides the football talk, we tried to get him to explain to you what a trap game was, because I was thinking that would be a trap game last night.
Yeah, and we also talk about what he does on the road, which is fit for radio.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Well, what would you think of his analogy of a trap game?
No, it's on the fly. Good.
All right. I'll tell you what mine would be.
Okay.
Okay.
See, he sort of equated it to
shopping,
buying
handbags. Mine would be, LBF, if you had a date, if a woman had a date on a Saturday with a solid guy.
Yeah.
Not super charming or fun, but solid. Like, nice husband material.
Okay.
But no, she's thinking about next Saturday's date with the hunky bad guy.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That is a trap game.
You get trapped.
And one I'd love to play.
No, you can't play that. No, that's not the idea. You don't
oh, wait,
get trapped, right?
Outside voice, inside voice. Yeah, I got to figure it out.
You're overlooking the solid
yes,
guy.
Yes, the solid
then
guy.
Find out, boom.
Then the solid guy turns around and he's like, you know what? I don't even like you. And
oh,
then you're
right.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And then you go into next week's date like, insecure and all messed up. Yeah.
That's a trap
That's
game.
What happens. That's okay. A trap game, baby.
Wow. Anyway, so...
Not like it ever happened.
Oh, no. Like a thirst trap game.
We should do some dirty laundry.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, this is brought to you by Eastern Bank. Hey, before I get to the crazy
Proudly.
Story about Proudly Eastern Bank.
Uh-huh.
This is a story that's about Madonna's Miami mansion, a millionaire mutt, and why the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But before I get to that, I just want to shout out the cast and crew of Canton High School's Clue. They are putting on Clue at Canton High School this weekend. I went last night. It's tomorrow night and Sunday matinee. And it's, obviously a theater production of the movie from the 80s. And it's so great and so funny. And I had such a good time last night. And Lucy did such a good job as a singing telegram girl and a maid. But she didn't clean up anything in my house.
I wish you could put that video up because she's adorable. in her little play.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
I shouldn't say there's
No, you can't say it.
I can't.
You can't say it. But there's a murder scene.
There's a murder scene.
And and she does it very gracefully. She doesn't commit the murder.
No.
But it's Clue. It's not.
It's
yeah.
so cute.
Yeah, she's very good. I was very proud of her. The way she falls is like, she falls like a woman who falls on a fainting couch.
You know what it is? She falls like when I was trying to teach my dog to roll over and play. They just awkward, huh?
What? She was gentle. She yeah, was like, I'm not going to throw myself on the floor yes. like you
oh,
fools around
me.
Yes, yeah. exactly. It was more like, it was a very, it was a very 20s collapse, the way that people died in 20s movies.
Yes.
Like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Girlfriend's
funny.
Good. All right, anyway. So let me talk about this dog real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So Gunther the Sixth is the world's richest dog, and he lives in Miami, and he lives in a mansion once owned by Madonna. But you know what? He found some human real estate agents to list it for about $32 million. Let me back up for a second.
This is a German Shepherd.
Yes, this is a German Shepherd.
Just so people know.
Gunther the Sixth, German Shepherd, except he's the richest dog in the world. And he's selling this house for $32 million. It has 9 bedrooms, 8.5 baths, waterfront views. Here's how it happened. Mm. Gunther's grandfather, also a dog, bought the house from Madonna 20 years ago. I didn't know 20 years ago Madonna sold her house to a dog. Where was that People magazine
right?
story?
Yeah. Yep.
And then now Gunther spends most of his time in her old bedroom, Madonna's. And the real... so,
okay.
There's already a lot of leather in there.
Right, yeah. I know.
Leashes
anyway.
And stuff.
My God.
Leashes. Oh, boy.
I want to take a blue light. Anyway. All right, you're so probably wondering how wow. Gunther got
yes.
his fortune.
Yeah. yeah.
Because we live in a world where this is legal, apparently. His grandfather, Gunther III, inherited $80 million when his human, someone with a major problem and a lot of money, a German countess, passed away in 1992. So Gunther III got that $80 million, but the fortune has been increased to $500
million.
Wow. It's handled
by
the...
What does Gunther eat? That's what I want to know.
Kibble. You know what? He's a dog. It's not like he's going to have caviar.
Oh,
yeah.
He's having chopped. Yeah, absolutely.
And the wealth is handled by the Gunther Corporation, which was created and designed to ensure he's well cared for, mm-hmm. and all the people who run the corporation, mm-hmm. of course. His money is also invested in properties around the world, scientific research, and a foundation to
Did
help
Gunther
animals in
Gunther buy crypto
need.
Is what I want to know.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably bought some
there's
crypto.
There's a dog in the United States.
Dogecoin. That's
yeah,
the Doge. One you would buy, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's close.
That has it better than, like, so many people in the United States.
Yeah.
And I am stunned by the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that Gunther is going to have more children. Because
is he going to need it? He's
what,
gonna,
I know. What
lineage.
If this is the end of the line? The Gunther Corporation
I think
is
Gunther
be
number
like,
nine is
do
coming
you,
down the road.
I don't, do you think that it should be illegal to leave $80 million to an animal? An animal foundation, yes.
That's a really good
an
question.
An animal, no. I think it should be like, no, yeah. you're nuts.
Do whatever
okay.
you want. Your money.
And that's at some point you got to say no.
Mm.
I think right.
No,
I mean it's your money. That's what you want to do. That's what she did.
But I'm sure Gunther does a lot of good work.
Oh yeah, in that bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
You better soon.
I know.
Yes, he wants to keep the lineage going.
$500 million
and growing.
And
okay.
growing.
All right.
Mm. I wonder what the next litter is going to be. I want to look
you
Gunther
know what?
Up.
Here's the thing.
What?
If you were on the Gunther board,
oh,
you
I'd
would
be so
right
mad.
There, right
I'd be like,
there.
Who's this lady talking about that being
yeah,
illegal?
Exactly.
What are you, nuts?
Exactly. Gunther, you come here. Rub your belly, you bet. All right, we should move on now. Okay, Brian, it's 8:38. Don't forget, Journey hasn't played yet, but they're going to play today between now and 8 p.m. tonight. And all you got to do is be call number 10. You're going to see them with Billy Idol. Okay.
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Allstate. We do have some problems out there, but crash has cleared out.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. Looks like it's pretty much sunny the rest of the day, right? I mean, according to the experts, ample sunshine. That's good.
Ample sunshine. You just like saying ample because you're... weird.
What? I'm just. What are you saying?
I don't know, but look at your face light up when I say ample.
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 Sunshine.
Finish this sentence. Ample.
Brian?
Seems like a great thing.
Who doesn't like it when things are ample? You get plenty for everybody.
My cup runneth over.
That's right. So,
say that again.
Oh, boy. Just trying to do the weather.
Just that's, trying to do the pervious weather in Boston, where the sunshine is ample and so are we.
Now, that's a channel I would tune into.
All right. Sunglasses on to look at all that ample sunshine.
But don't get caught looking at it.
Not for long.
The sunglasses.
Okay, you get it? It's going to be very sunny today. There you have it, down at 30 tonight. Oh, good Lord. Does your mother still listen to the show?
I don't think so.
Okay, probably. Not surprised. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be generally sunny. Okay?
Generally.
Not ample.
Not just ample, just basic.
Basic sun.
Basic B, actually. That would be about right.
That's just it.
Maybe just a little peak.
High 46 tomorrow. Sunday is cloudy showers and a high of 54, so at least we'll get back in the 50s. Hey, the voting is underway right now at WROR.com. If you have time this weekend when you're just having that cup of coffee and you're just strolling the internet, go to WROR.com. This is fun. We're looking for the top 80 essential hits from the 80s. Now, the nominees are out there, so you get to vote your top five.
I voted.
Did you vote? It's fun, right?
Yeah, and then I put in my write-in candidate.
You did the write-in.
I did, but I used the line for a lot of write-ins.
What, you wrote more than one in? Sneaky, sis. Pretty sneaky.
Whatever. Write-in was good, though. Yep. It was a foolish beat.
Oh, boy.
How does that go again? Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, oh, my God. I'll think of it.
It's okay if you don't.
No, it's all right.
Okay. So write them in, and then
Black Front. I don't think
you'll hear it on the replay.
Yeah, I know. It's not. This is it. So thanks. Friday next week,
yes.
Black Friday, we're going to play all them back, 80 to number one, and we could have some surprises in there.
Right.
Not
right?
That one.
That, you know what? If I have a writing campaign of Debbie Gibson,
you're going to need a lot of friends.
All right.
Okay?
Listeners.
So go vote at WROR.com. Black Friday, we're going to play them back from number 80 to number one, and then it's so fun, we rinse and repeat for the following Saturday.
Nice.
So when you're out and about doing a shopping, check it out. It all starts with your votes, WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.